Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, 4ZZZers. This is Trista and Mac with your 9 a.m. Zlines. In local news, a Brisbane restaurant has come under fire after a video posted to social media appeared to show a worker dyeing another person's hair in the kitchen. The video was taken by a customer of O Kitchen, a Korean fried chicken outlet at Westfield Mount Gravatt. This incident has been reported to Brisbane City Council, who are yet to comment on the matter. In more local news, the footpaths on the Story Bridge are expected to remain closed for a few weeks, at the very least. The popular route for cyclists and pedestrians was closed on March 5th in preparation for former Tropical Cyclone Alfred, with the council website stating they were closed until further notice. Last year, the Brisbane City Council revealed photos showing the extent of rust on the iconic bridge and is preparing to have it repaired. In national news, the Northern Territory government passed a new territory coordinator bill, officially introducing the role of a territory coordinator, who will have the power to override laws to prioritize projects deemed significant. The new law would also allow Chief Minister Leah Fino-Chiaro, who will be the territory coordinator minister, to modify or exclude other laws that apply to the projects. Previously, the government had submitted a draft of the bill for public consultation to a legislative committee, but rejected the majority of its recommendations. A rally also followed the new bill, with more than 100 people protesting outside Parliament on Tuesday morning.
In more national news, Liberal MPs have been left fuming after being blindsided by Peter Dutton's proposal for a citizenship referendum. The opposition leader floated the idea on Tuesday to grant unconditional powers to politicians to deport criminals who are dual nationals. Senior Liberal figures were quick to shut the proposal down, with one Liberal MP labelling the idea as insane and saying it risks making the LNP seem distracted from cost-of-living policy. Mr. Dutton has spent the past 2 years chastising the Labor government for its voice referendum, with Liberal figures concerned that referendum has become a dirty word that will lose them ground in the polls. In international news, German lawmakers have voted to allow a massive increase in defence spending in response to rising security concerns in Europe. The law would exempt defence and security spending from Germany's strict rules on debt, as well as creating a 500 billion euro infrastructure fund. Friedrich Merz, the man who designed the law and is expected to be sworn in as the country's new chancellor, has said this is a step towards a new European defence community. For your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 26. The river's tide is rising from its lowest now and will reach high tide at around midday. There is no fire danger and the UV index is predicted to reach 10, which is in the very high band. That's all your news for 9 a.m. We'll be back at 10 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast.